Tonight's topic is seeing God face to face.
这句话是雅各他亲自讲的。
This is words spoken by Jacob himself.
我们看创世纪32章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 32.
第30节。
Verse 30.
创世纪32章第30节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 30.
32章30节。
Chapter 32 verse 30.
雅各便给那地方起名叫比鲁伊勒，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。30.
So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
雅各在他年轻的时候，20年前第一次体验到神。
Jacob, when he was younger, about 20 years ago, it was his first time experiencing
在他妈妈的家。
At that time, he just left his mother's home.
为了要逃避他哥哥的追杀。
Because he had to flee from, and he was sleeping in the wilderness.
结果呢，看到天梯。
And he saw a ladder.
他把那个地方起名叫伯特利。
So a ladder going out to heaven, and he called that place Bethel.
就是神的家。
That means the house of God.
那是20年前他第一次遇见到神。
And that was 20 years ago. This is his first time seeing God.
20年后可以说这个时候达到他信仰的高峰。
And 20 years later, this can be the pinnacle of his faith.
现在是这次是面对面见的神。
And this time, he saw God face to face.
所以我们每个人的信仰都应该越来越进步。
So all of our faith needs to improve.
但是进步过程有时候是很慢的。
But sometimes this process is slow.
有时候呢，会经历一些痛苦跟考验。
Sometimes we will face afflictions or challenges.
神很爱雅各，所以用环境啊来一直磨练他，造就他的信仰。
God loved Jacob so much, so he used the environments to test his faith.
32章里面记载，他在母舅家已经服侍了20年了。
In chapter 32, he already records that he served his uncle's place for 20 years.
神在梦里面跟他讲。
And God spoke to him in a dream.
你要回去。
You have to go back.
因为雅各自己也想回去。
Because Jacob himself wants to go back.
但是拿不出这种勇气去改变。
But he did not have the courage to change.
但是因为神直接跟他讲。
But because God spoke directly to him.
所以他就拿起勇气要回去了。
So he had the courage to go back.
但是呢，要回去的路也不是那么容易。
But the path, the way to go back is not easy.
我们看看这一章有很多美好的教训。
Let's look at this chapter. It has many great teachings.
他怎么样遇见神的呢？
How did he meet God?
怎么样跟神面对面呢？
How did he saw God face to face?
这个要从第一节开始看。
This has to start from verse 1.
雅各仍旧行路，神的使者遇见他。
It starts from verse 1. So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him.
第二节。
2.
雅各看见他们，就说这是神的军兵，于是给那地方起名叫马哈念。
2. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp," and he called the name of that place Mahanaim.
这里说雅各人在走路的时候。
And here it says Jacob was still on his way.
是神遇见了他，神的使者遇见了他。
And the angels of God met him.
在旧约来说，神的使者就是代表神。
And in the Old Testament, the angels of God usually means God Himself.
因为神不能直接给人家看，所以他就派他的使者代表他讲话，代表他显现。
Because God Himself cannot go face to face with man, so he used the form of angels to speak to them.
这种的遇见呢，是很重要的经历。
And this kind of meeting, it's an important experience.
好了，那这样子，雅各就开始准备怎么见他的哥哥了。
So Jacob started his preparations to meet his brother.
雅各是一个很会打算的人。
Jacob is someone that really great at planning.
20年没有见他的哥哥。
He hasn't seen his brother for 20 years.
他不是很确定他哥哥会怎么对他，他态度会是怎么样。
He wasn't sure how his brother would treat him.
所以他就打发人去了。
So he sent his servants first.
我们看这一章啊，雅各他为了要见他的哥哥，准备了多少的一个行动。
If we look at this chapter, we can see how much preparation Jacob prepared.
第一个行动都是先打发人去。
And the first action he did was sending out his messenger.
第四节。
Verse 4.
吩咐他们说，你们对我主以扫说，你的仆人雅各这样说，我在拉巴那里寄居，直到如今。
For and he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stay there until now.
现在呢，我有羊了，有驴了，有羊群了。我来打发人来报告给你说，我在你眼前蒙恩。
5. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find favor in your sight.
雅各这个人呢, 很有世故, 很有经验, 他知道要讨好大哥哥, 第一就是要先跟他打一声招呼。
And Jacob has a lot of experience, so he knows that before he meet his brother, he needs to greet his brother.
我们人都很，就是我们华人呢， 都很会打招呼嘛， 做什么事情都要先跟对方打声招呼， 比较好办事。
And for Chinese people, it's always start with greetings, so it's easier to do the task.
当时雅各有这个想法。
And at that time, Jacob had the same thought.
但是这个招呼不打， 当然打招呼是好， 但是这个招呼一打就不得了了。
But if he didn't, and after he greeted his brother, and something happened.
我们看第六节啊,
Verse 6.
说打发的人回到雅各那里说，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里， 他带着400人正迎着你来。
6. Then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him.
你看这个招呼不打是不是比较好？
So is it better not to have the greeting?
有时候想啊，人呢，有时候太有礼貌啊，想太多啊，自己找自己麻烦。
And if we think about it, sometimes if we're too overly polite, we're actually seeking troubles ourselves.
他打完这个招呼之后呢，以扫就出来了，不单只是一个人出来，还带着400人出来。
So after he sent the greetings, Esau came out, and not just by himself, 400 men came out with him.
如果他不打招呼直接回去了，人家以扫不一定带那么多人出来，要准备要迎接他。
And if he did not send the initial greeting, maybe when he go back, he wouldn't have Esau wouldn't have 400 men meeting him.
很怕他哥哥不接受他。
And he was really afraid that his brother would not accept him.
一打招呼，哥哥带400人出来，这次把他吓死了。
And so he made the greeting, and then he brought out 400 men to meet him.
第七节，雅各就甚惧怕，而且忧愁，愁烦。
7. So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
如果是一般的迎接，不需要400人。
Because if they just welcome him, he would not need 400 men.
不是什么重大的人物，为什么要400人来迎接他？
It's not a big mission. Why would he need 400 men?
400人就是打仗的队伍啊。
And 400 men, that's the number for wars.
记不记得亚伯拉罕之前要拯救罗德的时候，家里的壮丁318个，就冲去，要夜间就去，就等于一小队军队。
And remember Abraham, when he fought for to fought to get a law back, he has 318 men, and that's a number of army.
你可以想象亚伯拉罕人口那么多，壮丁打仗的也是三百多人。
And Abraham has so many servants, and he and men who are able to battle has 300 men.
现在以扫带了400人，就是家里的大概全部男的可以打仗的都带出来了。
And this time Esau brought out 400 men. We can guess that it's 400 men who are able to go to war.
雅各就非常非常的害怕，而且很烦恼了。
So Jacob was greatly distressed, greatly afraid and distressed.
有时候我们就是这样子。And
a lot of times we're like this.
有时候我们想用自己的方法去解决问题啊，但是越解决啊，越打招呼啊，越安排啊，反正好像反效果。
Like we want to use our own methods to solve things, but instead it creates opposite effects.
其实如果雅各有信心的话，不用想那么多，就直接就回去。But
if Jacob had faith, he did not need to fear. He could just go back.
但是他觉得说，神叫我回去，但是我还要打声招呼。But
he thought that God told me to go back, but I still need to greet my brother beforehand.
那我就招呼就打完了，打完之后就怎么办呢？现在400人来等他呢。
So afterwards, he thought what he would do because 400 men were coming.
这个就是雅各的，他一直在动脑筋呢。And
this is Jacob. He continues to use his brain to work his brain.
我们来看他怎么弄。Let's
see how he did it.
他马上头脑又转了。好了，现在面对问题，怎么解决问题，怎么处理。And then
he saw the problem, and then he started thinking about how to solve that problem.
第七节说啊，他就马上把他的人口。 跟羊群、牛群、骆驼了，分成两队。
In verse 7 records that he divided the people that were with him and the flocks and herds and camels in two companies.
他很聪明啊，他是这个叫分散这个风险。
And he was very smart because he divided up the risk.
这个就是今天的投资理论的这个最基础的一个部分了。 And
that's the basic of investment today.
你要分散风险，别人攻击你一部分，那你还有另外一部分，你不会全军覆没。
You have to divide up the risk so you will not lose everything.
那这个是他很会做安排。
So he was really good at arranging things.
但是有时候我们在想，我们人需不需要这样子？
But sometimes, well, we think that do we need to also do this?
神都已经跟他说，你要回去，我要厚待你，我要给你厚恩。
Because God already told him that, to go back and he will bless him.
好，我们看这个三十一章，上一章的三十一章。
Let's read chapter 31.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
第三十一章的第三节。
Verse 3.
三十一章第三节，耶和华对雅各说：“你要回你祖你父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。”
3. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you."
神灵讲得很清楚，我会跟你一起回去的，没事的，我会跟你同在的。
God already said to Jacob very clearly that to go back and I will be with you.
但是他还是很害怕。
But he was still afraid.
这样我们想起一节圣经。
So reminded us of this Bible verse.
我们看路加福音的十七章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音的第十七章第六节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 6.
路加十七章第六节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 6.
主啊，主说：“你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说：你要拔起来栽在海里，他也必听从你们。”
6. So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you."
主耶稣说：“你们的信心如果有一颗像芥菜种这样，就可以了。”
And Lord Jesus said that if your faithAs a mustard seed, and that would be enough.
什么叫芥菜种？
What is a mustard seed?
芥种是所有种子里面最小的种子。
Mustard seed is the smallest seed among all the seeds.
但是你的信心一开始对神有一点点的这种信心。
So if your faith, if you already have the size of the seed,
你不能完全都没有啊。如果完全对神都没有信心，就没有的成长了，不会变了。
And you cannot not have faith at all. You need to have something.
你先对神有一点点信心。
You just have a little bit of faith.
你踏出去第一步。
Just one step forward.
这个信心越来越增长。
And this faith will grow.
你所求的，神会带领你。
And what you pray for, God will guide you.
其实我们就很像雅各。
And actually, we're all like Jacob.
其实我们信心都很小。
That our faith are all very small.
没有事情发生的时候，好像自己很有信心。
If nothing happens, it seems like we have great faith.
一换到自己面对困难了，我们的信心就很软弱。
However, when we face difficulties, then our faith becomes weaker.
明明知道神说要与我同在。
We know that God will be with us.
但是呢，自己又那么害怕，要想那么多办法。
Yet we are still afraid, and we try to come up with methods to solve it ourselves.
这个不是我们的写照吗？
Doesn't this reflect us?
但是呢，雅各还记得要祷告。
But Jacob still remembered to pray.
我们看回来三十二章的第九节。
Let's come back to chapter 32, verse 9.
三十二章的第九节。
Chapter 32, verse 9.
雅各说：“耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的神，我父以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你。”第十节。
Ten.
你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配的。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却成了两队。第十一节。
Eleven.
求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。第十二节。
12.
你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。还好雅各在人生的危机的关头啊，他还记得祷告。
Fortunately, when Jacob was in times of danger, he still remembered to pray.
有时候祷告哦，不但只是求神帮忙马上开路，祷告是让我们的心呢，可以稳定下来。
Sometimes when we pray, it's not only for asking God to solve our immediate problem, also to calm our hearts.
有时候是问题啊，不是那外在的。
Sometimes the problem is not external.
有时候问题是内在的。
Sometimes the problem comes from within.
这种内在就是叫恐惧。
And this within one is called fear.
你看以扫都还没有来啊，都还没有杀他，他就害怕的要死了。
Because Esau hasn't even come to kill him.
我们有时候人呢就会想很多。
And sometimes for humans like us, we always think too much.
还没有生病就想说我会不会生病了。
Before we're sick, we always think about we might get sick.
报告还没有出来，想说哎呀，大概这次不行了。
And before the report came out, we already thought that this might be it.
还没失业就担心失业了。
Before we lose our jobs, we already worry about losing our jobs.
真正失业了，又担心说会找不到工作。
And when we lose our jobs, and we worry about not finding a job.
有时候问题不是环境。
Sometimes the problem is not the environment.
问题是我们里面的恐惧。
It's the fear within ourselves.
怎么克服里面的恐惧？
How do we overcome the fear?
就别人是安慰不到你的。
Other people cannot comfort us.
因为别人不是你，他没有办法了解你。
Because other people are not you, they cannot understand you.
雅各可以跟谁讲他的恐惧呢？
Who can Jacob tell his fear to?
还好雅各记得跟神祷告。
Fortunately, Jacob remembered to pray to God.
我们希望我们在新的一年里面哦，我们常常要记得要跟神祷告。
And we hope in our New Year's that we can remember to pray to God.
尤其是你遇到人生的危机的时候。
Especially when you face difficult times in your life.
Crisis 的时候。
Crisis in your life.
跪下来祷告，求神安静你的心，定下来。
To kneel down and pray and ask God to calm your heart.
看雅各的祷告，他怎么祷告？
Let's see how Jacob prayed.
第一，他是感谢神的恩典。
First, he thanked God for His grace.
他说：“我感谢你，你带领我。
That Lord, I thank you for guiding me.
啊，我是一点都不配得的。
That I am not worthy to have all these.
那以前呢？我是什么？我是一个人一直跟拐杖这样出来的。
And before I came out with my staff.
到现在呢？我是整队人，两队人回来。
And now I've come back with two companies.
我们不晓得大家有没有这种感觉啊？你回想一下你自己。
I wonder if everyone felt the same.
你刚来
think back.
加拿大的时候，你带了多少东西来
？When you first came to Canada, how many things did you bring?
现在你又拥有多少东西
？And how many things do you own?
我记得小弟跟传道良、雅仪啊，我们刚结婚去南非去做圣工的时候。
And I remember. When I was at South Africa to do holy works with my wife,
很年轻。
When we were just married,
没有孩子
we're still young,
什么都没有。
Without children,
这是他两个皮箱，我两个皮箱，我们就飞到南非了。
Just two luggages for her and two luggages for me, and we flew to South Africa.
那这过了几年呢？很感谢神，回来加拿大的时候呢，多了三位小朋友。
And thank God, after a few years, when we came back to Canada, we gained three sons.
还有半个货柜的行李。
And we have
half a cargo.
We have half a cargo possession.
不晓得为什么那个锅子啊、瓢盆啊、桌子啊，虽然都是旧的，但是还是可以用。半个货柜那么多。
And we have all these furnitures and other items that's that up to half of a cargo.
两个人。几个行李变成那么多人，那么多东西，哇！是神的恩典。
And four luggages and became half a cargo. That's all grace of God.
所以雅各他就要提醒自己，我以前出来的时候是一根拐杖，他比我们还少，只有一根拐杖，行李都没有一个，没一包。
So Jacob reminded himself that when he first came out, he only had a staff. He has less than us.
现在呢，哇，好几个太太，十几个孩子，然后几百只牛羊。
And now he has wives, he has a lot of children, and he had a lot of flocks.
有时候你回想神的恩典哦，你的心就会稳定下来，说还怕什么？神给的，一切都是神给的。
So sometimes if we think back about the grace God has shown to us, and think that everything was given by God.
我们在座也是啊，很多移民刚来的，我们刚来的时候什么都没有啊，没房子，没车子，没工作，没孩子，什么都没有。
And same with a lot of us here today that when we first came, we have no house, no cars, no family, no jobs. And now we have everything.
所以要感恩，要感谢神的恩典。
So we need to be thankful for God's grace.
雅各就说了，我真的不配得你的恩典。
And so Jacob said that I'm really not worthy for your grace.
但是雅各的祷告有一点值得我们学习。
And there's one thing in his prayer that we can really learn from.
他祷告的时候是抓住神的应许。
And that when he prayed, he grasped onto God's blessings,
promise. 他说：“神啊，你答应我，你要厚待我的。”
Because he said, "God, you promised me that you will deal well with me."
我很怕我哥哥会杀我。
But I'm very afraid that my brother will kill me.
但是我记得你答应我，一定会厚待我。
But I remember you promised me that you will deal well with me.
我们今天也是一样。
Today we're the same.
当我们信心软弱的时候。
When our faith is weak,
我们要抓住神的应许。
We have to grab onto God's promise.
神绝对不会忘记他的应许。
God will never forget His promise.
有时候是我们失去了信心而已。
Sometimes it's us that lost the faith.
所以我们要求主加添我们的信心。
So we have to ask God to increase the strength of our faith.
所以雅各呢，他想起他要在祷告。
So Jacob thought back of his prayers.
好了，那天晚上发生很多事情，我们来看看。
And that night, many things happened.
雅各的头脑啊，祷告完之后又在动了。
And after Jacob's prayer, his brain started to work again.
雅各真的是一个很会计划、很会做安排的人呢。
And Jacob was really someone who's really good at arranging things and planning things.
十三节以下呢，他就开始规划了。
And after verse 13, he started planning again.
最主要呢，他是要透过一个办法，希望可以解除他哥哥对他的怀恨。
Because he wants to have a method so that he can get rid of the hatred his brother has on him.
第十三节，当夜雅各在那里住宿，就从他所有的物中呢拿礼物要送给他哥哥以扫。
13, so he lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother.
第二十节
，verse 30,
还交代他的仆人这样说啊，说了很多话的目的就是说，我要用礼物去解他的恨，然后呢，他再剪他的面。
And Jake, in verse 30, Jacob has said many things to his servant, and he says that he will appease his brother with presents. So afterward, he can see his face.
哇，他把他的牛羊啊，几百只这样分成很多队啊，至少分成三队。
So he has three different companies of his flocks and herds.
这个叫人还没有到，礼物先到。
And this is before men arrive, the gifts already arrived.
第一批礼物到了，哦，那问为什么会这样子？哦，那是你仆人雅各送给你的，那个仆人就已经讲好话了。
And the first gifts already arrived, and the servant will say good things about Jacob.
那第二批又来了，又问什么事啊？同样的话。
And the second wave of gifts came, and why is that? And same thing, they say the same thing.
第三批又来了，要讲一样的话。
And the third wave of gifts, and they still say the same thing.
第十六节特别交代哦，你这三群不能隔太近，要留点空间呢。
And in verse 16, he especially say that the three teams need to have adequate distance.
为什么要空间？
Well, why the distance?
如果第二队看到前面那队不对劲了，有什么意外发生了，开始杀了，开始抢了，哦，那第三队就往后逃了。
Because if the second team saw the first, there was something going on the first team. If there was killing, they were able to escape.
你看，雅各都想得很详细，他把所有的可能发生的事情都安排好。
So Jacob already thought of every possibilities.
用礼物来解他的哥哥的恨。
And he used gifts so he can appease his brother.
但是我们想想一个问题，礼物真的可不可以解除人的恨呢？
But if we think about this carefully, can gifts really get rid of hatred?
如果可以的话，人世间就很多仇恨就很容易就可以解决。你买个礼物送给对方，对方就不恨你，就那么简单吗？
And if it is really possible, then there won't be so much hatred in this world because everything can be get rid of with gifts.
很多问题，很多仇恨是心中有解。
Because many problems, many hatred, they exist because it comes from the heart.
我们看箴言的十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章十九节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 19.
箴言十八章第十九节。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 19.
弟兄结怨，劝他和好，比取坚固城还难。这样的真境，如同坚寨的门栓。
19.A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle.
朋友如果有什么误会哦，透过时间中间人调解一下，有时候还可以啊，和好，或者是呢，修补关系啊。
If there are misunderstandings among friends, that over time or other people.Came in to say a few good words. These kind of problems can be solved.
但是亲兄弟如果结怨的话，通常解不开。
But if a blood related brother, if this he's offended, it's sometimes very hard to solve.
我认识一些人亲兄弟或是亲姐妹没联络了，不讲话了。外面的教会外面的人比较多。
And I know a few people that they do not talk to their siblings anymore or have any relationship.
为了某种原因家产的问题或者是心结的问题小时候发生的事变仇人了，兄弟之间是仇人。
And because of many problems such as inheritance or something that happened in the past, so they went from siblings to enemies.
你看雅各以前二十年前把他哥哥最宝贵的东西拿走了。
So we see Jacob 20 years ago, he stole Or he stole his brother's most precious thing.
长子的名分给他骗走了。
First is his firstborn birthright.
对啊，爸爸的祝福也骗走了。
And the second is father's blessings.
这个几百只羊都可以解决的问题吗？
Oh, this is something that can be solved with just few hundred flocks and herd.
他不是没有办法，这个没有办法解决的。
It is not possible.
只是雅各一直用自己的方法，想要去做点什么事。
But Jacob continues to use his own methods to do something.
神也没有阻止他，你要去用这样办法，没关系啊，反正牛羊是你自己的，你要送就送。
And God did not forbid him either, and he just let Jacob give out the gifts.
但是他这样弄完之后，他心里还是不安。
But after he gave out all the gifts, he still felt uneasy.
看回来，创世纪三十二章第二十二节。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 32, verse 22.
三十二章二十二节，他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口。
Chapter 32, verse 22.And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford of Jabbok.
我想啊，在座的姐妹啊，如果你是雅各的太太啊，你肯定会骂他，你在搞什么？
And for the sister who are present here, if you're the wife of Jacob, you'll probably be mad at him.
你不是说安排好了吗？说礼物送过去就没事了吗？
Didn't you say that you already arranged everything? You just gave out the gift.
不是神帮助吗？
Isn't God helping us?
不是明天才要过河吗？
Are we crossing the ford the next day?
睡到一半，大家都晚上了，结果他叫大家全部起来，全部给让大家赶过去过河。
And why is it in the middle of the night that he asked everyone to get up and to cross the ford?
为什么他会这样做？
Why did he do this?
一个人的心呢，如果不安的时候，有挣扎的时候，就会做出一些很奇怪的决定。
Because when a man that he feels uneasy in his heart, that he will have are very strange behaviors.
这也不行，那也不行，这也不安全。哎呀，怎么办？他就会做出一些很奇怪的这种决定啊。
That this is not safe, that is not safe, and that he will panic and do a lot of things that are strange.
本来在河边是很安全的，没有过河，对方也不会打过来。
And initially at the fort, it should be safe because there's water.
他竟然晚上就这么孩子啊，所有的几百只牛羊啊，叫他们通通全部剩下的全部过去。
But at night, he sent his family and his animals cross over the fort.
代表啊，我们一样，我们有时候啊，心里虽然祷告了，做了安排了，心里还是放不下。
And this represents us that sometimes after we pray, but our hearts we still feel unsafe.
嘴怕说交托了，其实没有真的交托。
And in our words, in our mouth, we say that we let God decide.But we still cannot drop our worries.
所以，雅各的太太很可怜啊，晚上被挖醒就被送过去了。
So his family is really pitiful that in the middle of the night they were sent over.
还有十一个孩子通通过去了。
And also the 11 sons.
问题是他自己不过去。
And the thing is he did not cross the ford himself.
我们看二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。
And he took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had.
这个就很奇怪了。
And he was left alone. And this is strange.
三队礼物大队都在前面呢。
And the three waves of gifts already went before him.
两个太太，两个妾，十一个孩子，剩下的礼物，剩下的财物也过河了。
And two wives and his sons and all he has already crossed the brook.
结果自己不过去。
Yet he himself did not cross.
为什么他不过去？
Why did he not cross?
很好理解这种心理啊。
And it's very easy to understand.
因为他怕死。
Because he was afraid of death.
因为以扫可能要杀的不是他太太，也不是他孩子，是他。
Because Esau may not want to kill his wives or his children, he wants to kill him.
所以他不敢过这条河。
So he did not dare to go.
他明明知道要回去的时候过这条河，但是他不敢过。
He knew that in order to go back, he has to cross the brook.
他心中有很挣扎。
So there were struggles in his heart.
也许他在想。
Maybe he was thinking.
有什么意外发生的话。
If there were any accidents.
我有三对礼物挡在前面。
I have three ways of gifts in front of, three kinds of gifts in front of me.
两个太太，两个妾挡在前面。
I have two wives in front of me.
十一个儿子挡在前面。
And I have sons blocking in front of me.
如果真的有不对劲，有危险的话，那我还可以。还可以往后面跑嘛。
If there are any dangers that happen, I can still run away.
所以他就不过河。
So he did not cross.
他还在想，还在挣扎。
He was still struggling.
他想一个人安静一下也说不定。
He want, or maybe he wants to be by himself quietly.
结果这个时候呢，有人来与他摔跤了。
But at this time, a man came to wrestle with him.
我们看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
有一个人来和他摔跤，摔跤直到黎明。
24 and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day.
哇，这个是神的安排，很奇妙。神会用环境来磨练一个人。
And this is the arrangement of God. God will use the environment to train a person.
你现在心里挣扎吗？我派一个人来跟你摔跤，让你挣扎一下。
And if you're struggling in your heart, then I will send someone to struggle with you.
你想自己一个人安静吗？我不让你安静。
If you want to be quiet by yourself, I won't give you the quietness.
马上出现一个人跟他摔跤。
And there appears a man to wrestle with him.
你可以想象那个时候雅各的精神状态啊，神经其实是很紧绷的，随时有什么风吹草动啊，他可能会很紧张的。结果有人来出现，还要跟他摔跤。
We can imagine that Jacob at that time, all his nerves were really tense, and then there was a man that came to wrestle with him.
我们不要从以后的来推到前面啊，他在刚开始摔跤的时候，不知道这个是神的使者，也不晓得以后会被祝福了。
And let's not skip ahead. I just think initially that this man just came and to wrestle with him.
他可能想到这个人要害他，或者是要来抢他，或者是来要来侵害他了。
And this he probably thought that this man wants to harm him and or to rob him.
这个时候雅各呢，他拼了命，人生所有的力量都拿出来了，就跟这个人好好的摔一只脚。
And so Jacob at that time used all his strength to wrestle with the man.
甚至他的力量大到了25节，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝磨了一把。
And 25 records his strength that now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip.
我们有没有看过人家玩摔跤手的那种比赛，奥林匹克啊，还是那种比赛摔跤手？
And have we seen wrestling matches such as in the Olympics?
哇，全身的力量都出来了。
They use all their strength.
有人摔跤到很厉害的时候，两个好像卡住，好像两个力量差不多的时候啊，好像不动了。其实两个的力量都在压住对方。
And sometimes when we see that they pause their movements, but actually their strengths are equal, so it could not move.
雅各的他把所有的力量拿出来，肉体的力量全部拿出来了。
And Jacob used out all his physical strength.
他的意志力拿出来了。
And his determination.
这个时候他也不年轻了，但是剩下的那种力量呢，也拿出来了。
And he wasn't young during that time, and he still used up all his strength.
竟然好像可以把那个人制服的感觉。
And it seems he could pin the other man.
哎，这个是形容什么
？What does this represent?
这是形容雅各的一生。
And really represent Jacob's whole life.
他其实做什么都很尽力。
That whatever he did wholeheartedly.
他也很会靠自己。
And he was really good at relying on himself.
他意志力非常强。
He has great determination.
啊，连摔跤啊，都可以把神的使者压下去。
And even in wrestling, he could pin God's messenger.
哇，这个代表啊，雅各的一生啊，真的是靠自己很厉害。
And so we see that in his life, he was really good at handling himself.
其实啊，神的使者不是真的要输，真的会输给他，只是先让他，先引他到了这个地步。
And of course, we know that God's messenger wasn't really losing. He just wanted to lure him to this point.
啊，我们看第二十五节啊。
Let's read verse 25.
到最后呢，这个使者就摸他一下大腿窝，大腿雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
And so in records in verse 25, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint.
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
表面上好像雅各很会靠自己，会得胜，什么都得到他要的。
And it seems on the surface that Jacob was able to gain everything by himself.
但是呢，神的使者就要摸他一下，他的脚就不能动了。
But God's messenger just touched him, and then his hip was out of joint.
好了，这一摸不得了啊。
And this touch, this touch sparked me.
这一摸就把雅各他。剩下的可以靠自己的这个部分啊，这条腿啊，就把它弄坏了。
This touch broke all the strength that Jacob would have.
你看雅各本来想好，最后一个人留在这边，有什么不对劲的话，至少还剩下这条腿。
And initially Jacob thought that if there were any accident that happened, at least he still got his leg.
但是神今天晚上特别来，把剩下这条腿的右腿的力量拿走。
But in that night, God's man came and took away the strength of his right leg.
这个就是神要给他的功课。
That is the lesson God wants to give to Jacob.
32章一开始从到现在，雅各一直在靠自己。
Because starting from chapter 32, Jacob continued to rely on himself.
从他的计划。
He's starting from his plan.
头脑的安排。
He used his arrangement.
他的财产。
His wealth.
他的脚，他的体力。
His stamina.
他嘴巴在靠神，其实一直在靠自己。
His words, he keeps saying that he's relying on God, but actually he's relying on himself.
心里没有完全交托。
So in his heart, he wasn't relying everything on God.
神晚上跟他摔跤。
So in the middle of the night, God came and wrestled.
让他一下。
And to let him win a little first.
最后把他剩下的这个右大腿的力量拿走了。
And in the end, took away the strength of his right leg.
让他完全无助。
So he becomes completely hopeless.
完全软弱。
That he was completely, he was weak.
也让他才在这一刻才发觉人生不是靠自己抓的。
And at that point, he realized that his life is not just, it's not about him using his own strength.
事事要靠神的。
That everything we need, he needs to rely on God.
因为雅各本身，他一出生就开始抓了。他一出生就抓东西。
So when Jacob, when he came out, he grasped.
他抓着他哥哥的脚跟出来的。
He grabs onto his brother's ankle. He came out.
他很想当老大，但是当不到。
He really wanted to be the older one, but he couldn't.
他抓长子的名分。
So he grabs onto the firstborn.
抓爸爸的祝福。
He grabs onto his father's blessing.
抓自己喜欢的太太。
He grabs onto the wife that he likes.
好像都靠自己。
And since he did everything himself.
但是神告诉他。
But God said,
剩下来这一根大腿右大腿我都给你拿走了。
But this hip that you have, I'll take it away.
从现在开始你要完全的靠我。
From now on, you have to rely on me completely.
我们今天属灵的功课就是这样。
And today our spiritual homework is this.
我们看耶利米书的第九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
第二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
耶利米书九章二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23.
九章二十三节。
Chapter 9 verse 23.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主也不要因他的财物夸口。二十四。
24.
夸口的却因他有聪明智识，我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义。以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。你看，人可以夸口的，不是这三样吗
？So we can see from here that of men we cannot we always brag about these things. Intelligence, wisdom.
头脑都会计划，都会想。
Because our brains always working, always planning.
再来，勇力，这是你的体力，你的健康。
And the might, for example, your strength, your health.
再来，你的财务。
And then your riches.
人夸的不是这三样吗？
Isn't what men brag about all the time?
财主夸财务。
The rich man, glory in his riches.
学者夸头脑。
The intelligence, the wise man, glory in his wisdom.
运动员夸他们的体力。
And athletes, mighty men, they glory in their might.
雅各也是夸这三样。
And Jacob himself, he also brag about these three things.
但是神说不要夸那些。
But God said, do not boast about these things.
你要以认识神为夸口。
You have to boast about knowing God.
那些东西还靠不住啊。
Those things you cannot depend on.
你还是乖乖来靠我吧。
You should just come and rely on me.
大家有没有试过在踢球的时候、打篮球的时候抽筋啊？那个或者游泳的时候抽筋啊
？And have we had this experience when we're doing ball sports or swimming that we have muscle cramp?
大腿也好，小腿也好，你一抽筋啊，走不动，走不动。
And whether it's the muscle on our leg, and if it happens, we cannot walk.
现在雅各啊，连逃走的力量都没有了。
And now Jacob, he did not even have the strength to run away.
但是呢，这个时候他人生开始改变的地方了。
But at this time, his life changed.
二十六节
，verse 26.
那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。
”And he said, "Let me go for the day breaks."
啊，觉得这句话神跟他讲话非常好玩，非常有趣。神说：“够了，差不多了，玩够了，让我走好不好？”
It's very interesting about what God said here.Saying, just let him go is enough.
就好像小孩子有时候不舍得走，要 sleep over 啊，或者是去哪里不想走啊，够了，够了，走了，不要再玩了。
And similar to how children having sleepover, they do not want to go.
你可以想象那个时候，大雅各，我们要想象哦，那个时候雅各他右腿已经怎么样？ 就不行了，但是他的手还可以抓，他还是抓着神啊，神的使者啊，还不放。神说可以了，天亮了，让我走好不好？
And we can see that Jacob at that time he already lost the strength of his leg, but he still used his arms to grab onto God.
然后他讲了他人生当中最重要的一句话。
And then he spoke a phrase that's most important in his life.
对，画在你的圣经里面呢。雅各说啊，你不给我祝福，我就不容你走。
And Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各一生当中就是这句话最重要。
In Jacob's whole life, this phrase is the most important.
弄了整个晚上，他发觉说，原来这个人是神。
And struggling for the whole night, and then you realize that this man is God.
我跟他挣扎了那么久啊。
And I struggled with him for so long.
不是吗？这个不是我们吗？
Isn't that us?
让我们跟神的旨意挣扎很久，是不是？
That we're always struggling with God's will.
明明知道神要我们这样做，我们要去做别的事。
That we already know that God's will is this, but we're doing another thing.
我们很多挣扎，不是跟神在挣扎吗？
We're so much struggle. Are we struggling against God?
明明知道要做这样，但是又不敢去做。
And very clearly, we already know what to do, but we don't do it.
不肯放下自己的意思。
We do not want to drop our own thoughts.
每次祷告不是在那边摔跤吗？
Every time we pray, aren't we just struggling?
嘴巴说啊，神的旨意啊，结果自己已经想好了，等一下怎么做。
And in our prayer, we always say that your will be done, but we always still do out of our will.
常常跟神在摔跤。
We're always wrestling with God.
常常的不顺服神。
That we do not obey God.
结果神给他摸一下，他就乖乖了。现在，哎呀，我抓住你了，什么都不管了。你要祝福我，你不祝福我，不给你走。
And then God just touched him, and then Jacob said that if you do not bless me.I will not let you go.
以前的抓世界。
And in the past, he grabs onto the world.
以前靠自己。
In the past, he relied on himself.
现在的抓住神。
Now he grabs onto God.
我们看何西亚书。
Let's read Hosea.
我们看那个何西亚书啊，第十二章。
Let's read Hosea chapter 12.
何西亚书第十二章第三节。
Hosea chapter 12.Verse
3. 何西阿书第十二章第三节。
Hosea chapter 12, verse 3.
这里讲到神为什么那么喜欢雅各。
And here it talks about why God likes Jacob so much.
他在腹中抓住哥哥的脚跟，壮年的时候与神交力，与天使交力，并且得胜，哭泣很恳求，在伯特利遇见耶和华万军之神。在哪里小于我们以色列人？耶和华是他的。耶和华是他可纪念的名，这也就记载说，雅各他抓住神。
And here from verse 3 to 5, it records Jacob grabs something to God.
年轻的时候呢，是抓着哥哥的脚跟。
When he was younger, he took his brother by the heel.
但是现在呢，抓住神了。
But now he grabs onto God.
你不祝福我，我不给你走。
If you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
我们再看以赛亚书六十四章第七节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter
64 verse 7.
Sorry, Isaiah chapter 64 verse 7.
以赛亚书六十四章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 7.
就是说以色列百姓呢就没有学到雅各的这个教训。
And here it says that The Israelites did not learn the lesson from Jacob.
这也六十四章第七节，并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力抓住你。原来你掩面不顾我们，是我们因罪孽消化。
7. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us.
你看，信仰好跟信仰很软弱的分别就是在这里。
So having a good faith and weaker faith, that's the difference here.
如果没有看见神的重要。
If we cannot see the importance of God,
没有奋力抓住神,
we do not grab some to God.
但是如果像雅各，虽然他很软弱，但是他知道最关键就是要抓住神。
But we're like, so if we're like Jacob, that he knows that he was weak, but at the time of danger, he knows to grab some.
其他我不管了。
That he does not care about anything else.
财产我不管了。
I do not care about the wealth anymore.
我前面那几队人马我也不管了。
All the teams and companies in front of me, I do not care.
我的大腿现在扭了，我也不管了。
That my hip is out of joint, I do not care anymore.
神要抓住你，神啊，你要祝福我。
That I will just grab onto you, I will not let you go. You have to bless me.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种信心
？Brother and sister, do you have this kind of faith?
我无论如何一定抓住神。
No matter what happens, I grab onto God.
什么情况我不用害怕。
I do not fear any circumstances.
神很喜欢被你抓住，你知道吗？
God really likes to be grabbed.
神就是要出现，让来弄了半天之后，就等你说啊，你抓住我好了，我就给你祝福。神就是等你讲这句话。
And God really likes that. God just waiting for you to say this.
神不会说很烦很烦，老是抓住我，可不可以放手？神不会这样子。
And God will not be annoyed because you keep grabbing onto him.
神等你抓他，等很久了。
And God is waiting for you to grab onto him.
所以马上给他祝福。
So God bless him right away.
但是祝福之前有一件事情要做。
But before he blessed him, he had one thing he had to do.
三十二章二十七节。
Let's turn back to chapter 32, verse 27.
那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。
So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob.
雅各就是抓的意思嘛。
And Jacob means grabs.
二十八节，那人说，你名不要再叫雅各了，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人交力，都得了胜。
And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed.
啊，你看，他神要祝福他之前，先给他改一个名。
So we see here, before God bless him, he changed his name.
以前叫雅各，这个抓抓这个太难听了，也靠自己也不好。
And before you go grab onto things, that's not good.
现在要改名叫以色列。
Now your name will be changed to Israel.
以色列就是神的王子。
If Israel means the prince of God.
你身份改变了。
Now your status changed.
你是神的王子啊。
You are the prince of God.
你是有神祝福的人。
You have the blessing of God.
神同在的人。
It's someone that has the abundance of God.
不再靠自己了。
You no longer rely on yourself.
你要以神为中心。
You have to put God as your center.
要荣耀神。
You have to glorify God.
这个祝福有多大。
How great is this
blessing? 但是你要先改变你的名字。
But first, you need to change your name.
那我们今天也是一样。
Today we're the same.
要得到神的祝福之前。
Before we receive God's blessing.
我们的生命有改变了。
Our life needs to change.
结果呢，神就开始就给他祝福了。
So God started to bless him.
好，我们看三十节。
Let's read 30.
祝福完之后呢，雅各便给那地方起名叫皮鲁伊勒，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
And after blessing, Jacob called the name of that place Peniel.For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
这是雅各的这一次遇见神的结论。
And that's the conclusion of Jacob's meeting with God.
太宝贵了。
It's so precious.
以前是看到异梦而已。
In the past, he only saw a vision in his dream.
看到神祝福我的牛羊很多而已。
In the past, I only saw God blessing my flocks and herds.
现在呢，我亲眼看见了神。
And now, I have seen God face to face.
神把我的软弱。让我自己看到。
God let me saw my own weakness.
然后我现在完全依靠他。
Now I relied on him wholeheartedly.
雅各他信心最顶峰的时候了。
And this is the pinnacle of Jacob's faith.
最软弱的时候。
And the weakest point.
但是呢，体验神最多。
So when he was the weakest, he experienced God the most.
神很清楚了在他面前。
God very clearly stood face to face with him.
完全把自己放下的时候。
That when he dropped everything.
一切都是神的安排了。
Everything is arranged by God.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有遇见神了没有？
Brothers and sisters, have you seen God?
现在是不是还在挣扎？
Are we still struggling?
有没有看到神的面？
Have we seen God's face?
有没有看到神的带领？
Have we seen God's guidance?
我们唱诗209首。
Please sing him 209.
209.
Oh, sorry, 209.